It is also, if it's Tuesday and if it's 8:35 on Tuesday, it is time for one of our favorite things that we like to do around here at The Point. This is where we welcome in our good friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, and we do the feature called the Positive Points on Aging, and we really enjoy having with us each and every week Marcia and or Karen, and today it's Marcia who's with us, the recently nuptialed. Is that a verb? Can you turn nuptials into a verb?
I guess so.
Yeah, I just did. So
do anything. Right?
The recently nuptialed Marcia Clayman Garrett. When are you dropping the Clayman?
Probably about 6 months.
Okay, so it's appropriate to call you Marcia Clayman Garrett.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Well, congratulations again on your recent nuptials.
Thank you.
How's married life treating you?
It's awesome.
Good.
You know,
good.
Really, it hasn't changed too much. It's
yeah.
Just, you know, legal now.
But you know what, though? You're telling me some of the things you were baking and this and that. And, you know, it's like you got to be careful because you're going to fatten David up pretty quickly if you're not careful. The way you're baking all those biscuits and goodies and didn't bring us any biscuits.
You know, I will do that next week, you know.
Or Brian, would you like some fresh biscuits brought in by Marcia?
What kind of jelly would you like? Apple.
He likes butter. Apple, okay.
Do you like apple butter?
Uh-oh, now you got him talking about food.
Butter, absolutely.
Yeah, you got him talking about food.
Well, you know, we got married up in the North Carolina mountains, and we stayed at this place, and they make
the homemade,
best apple butter. I'll have to
Lainey loves it.
I bet you it's the same jar I got at the house.
No, I bet you it's not. It's
well, he got his in the mountains, too.
Is it Moose Lodge or something?
No. Mine's Red Rocker.
Red Rocker, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, Brian came back when you and Keisha went up to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You brought me some of those pickled jalapenos
think, yeah.
That were amazing. No. I see your face. They were phenomenal. They like had a sweet jalapeno, like a whiskey bourbon taste to them.
Goodness,
oh, yeah. They were so good.
David will love those.
Yeah, they were so good. But anyway, yeah, the stuff that people make up in the mountains, the homemade stuff, it's phenomenal. The jams and the jellies and the butters and all that stuff. And oh, my gosh. Lainey loves the mountain apple butter. Loves it. Now you got me thinking about biscuits and all kinds of good jellies and stuff like that. I'm a red raspberry, black raspberry type guy when it comes to my jellies and jams.
That's kind of bitter.
I'm not angry at anybody. I'm just telling you that's what I like.
I mean, the taste is bitter to me.
I like red raspberry.
Well, you're just going to get apple butter next week, so just count.
Yeah, you know what? I've also long been a subscriber to the statement, beggars can't be choosers. So anyway, so let's get started here on our commentary. We don't want to have to be in a situation where we are reactive. We want to be proactive.
Absolutely.
And that's why you've brought up the topic of falls and physical therapy for our seniors and things like that today.
Yeah, the falls are going to get us one way or the other, and we're just not going to talk about falls. I really want to talk more about geriatric physical therapy. However, to give you a reality moment, okay, and you know me in numbers.
Sure.
Today, and when I'm talking about adults in this program, I'm talking about thinking of those that are 65 plus.
Mm-hmm.
One out of four of us are going to experience a fall today.
That's significant numbers.
That's a lot of people falling all over the place, okay?
Significant number.
But listen to this. 60% of those falls are going to happen right in your home, Karen Pickard.
I'm actually surprised that it's not higher than that.
Karen was telling us last week that she had a fall.
Did she?
Yes. And she said, you know, we had just been talking about it. And so...
has she hit 65? I thought she was just approaching there.
Yeah, she's... No.
She's not there yet, right?
She's a young one still.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm needling her. But, I mean, seriously, 60% of them are going to happen inside the home. 30% of them are going to be outside the home, such as when we're going to church,
mm-hmm.
when we're walking through the mall, when we're walking on a sidewalk. 10% are going to happen in a healthcare facility, which, honestly, I love that 10% because it's low.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something we strive for at Oakleaf all the time is fall prevention. Now, here's another stat that's surprising. The falls that were listed in homes without stairways, without a two-story home, okay, we're thinking flat where you shouldn't have so many falls, right? The falls stack up this way, no pun intended. The living room is the number one place for falls. Why? Why?
I would say cords,
two things.
Plugs, steps.
No, living room, two things. Rugs.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to put out their pretty
rugs. Yeah, okay.
Number two, the beloved coffee table. Mm. People fall over those, fall into them. So clear that area out. Number two is the bedroom. What do you think would be the bedroom issue?
In the bedroom, shoes or things left
literally
on the floor?
Falling out of bed.
Oh, goodness. That's scary.
Yeah. Falling out of bed because for whatever reason, your foot might get stuck in the blanket or the sheet when you're getting out.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I really can.
Number third is kitchen. Number fourth is the bathroom, which I was surprised. But, you know, because if you don't have any big stairs in the house.
Right.
Number four, but the bathroom was number four and hallways were number five.
Yeah.
So just
bottom line is, you know, you can control a lot of your own environment in your home.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we talked about this last week. You weren't here, of course. I was with Karen. But we talked about not, and I didn't mean this, Marcia, in any way to sound condescending toward anybody. But we talked about baby-proofing the way we do for a child. You can also senior-proof some of the things to just take away, lower the odds. You talked about rugs and things like that. You don't want lamps plugged in where the cord's going all the way across the room, stuff like that. Fortunately, now we're dealing mostly with cordless phones and things like that. And I'm just saying, please, you know, give yourself your best odds.
You know, another thing about anyone that's 65 plus, and we're talking about, you know, how to prevent these falls. There's one thing out there we haven't discussed, and people really need to realize that if you have small animals, you need to really start training them just to keep their distance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is walk away, get away, and plus their toys that they lay around just like a toddler.
Boy, that's a problem. That is a serious, serious concern.
I know they have warning signals with those squeakers, but still, just be careful about that. But anyway, the way that we're going to cut into these statistics, if we've got to stay active and exercise, but we also need to incorporate a physical therapy that really is specific. It's called geriatric physical therapy.
Okay.
And if we do that, we can help jumpstart ourselves so that we're going to have a more active lifestyle. So what is geriatric physical therapy? It's physical therapy, but it's geared toward older adults and their unique issues and challenges.
Okay.
You know, I think about it. If you've ever been in a car wreck and you've got soft tissue injuries, which is basically whiplash and issues like that, you go to therapy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What areas are they focusing on?
Your movement, neck and your mobility, back. Your neck and your back, so that you can regain your full movement. Yeah.
There's and I've been in several car accidents, so I can attest to that. But the thing is that they're not going to go over head to toe about what's going on with your body.
Sure.
Geriatric physical therapy is going to do that because they know that it's from head to toe. It's just not one area in your body that's being affected by old age.
Right.
And so, you know, when we get older, we're going to be have decreased muscle strength unless we're working them out every day. Our coordination is going to be off. You know, our reaction timing is really bad. And a lot of times that is where a fall could be prevented because your reaction time is slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then our lower tolerance just of having physical activity changes.
Well, and again, you've made this point many times, Marshall. When you have something like this happen, you don't get better if you're a senior. I mean, you get to a point where, okay, you're functional again, things like that. But, I mean, you know, when Mom broke her wrist not that long ago, it doesn't get better.
Right.
I mean, it gets to the point where it's better, it's functional, it's all that. But she doesn't start getting to a point where, okay, well, now, Mom, you're 76, but now you've got the wrist of a 45-year-old because you healed. No, it's still a 76-year-old wrist that's also been broken recently. You know, stuff like that.
Well, and I will tell you a comparison. The other day I was in a rehab center and I was visiting some of our residents that had been hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you're in a hospital, you're probably going to go to rehab because you've been laying in that bed for days at a time. And the thing about going to rehab is, yes, they still are putting them through rehab. But guess what? When they finish their rehab session, where are they going?
Back to bed.
Back to bed.
Yeah, yeah. That's not a good recipe. Yeah, no. It really isn't. All right, let's get the Fox Business Report. We've got Marcia with us from Oakleaf Village, the positive points on aging, and we continue in just a moment on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. There's more uncertainty for investors as mixed earnings complicate the session. The Fed begins its two-day meeting today. General Electric reported a smaller loss than expected for its recent quarter, though its revenue, a gauge of its overall business, was disappointing. Johnson & Johnson's earnings were stronger than expected, though J&J's forecast for the year is weaker than Wall Street was expecting. Polaris, the snowmobile and motorcycle company, sees continued strong sales and earnings this year. Lamborghini is planning to roll out its first fully electric vehicle at the end of this decade. It will be a four-seat SUV. Its competitor Ferrari has already rolled out three hybrid models and plans to have a battery electric car by 2025. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit is a tribute to all who lost their lives on September 11, 2001, or from 9/11-related illnesses. This high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer transforms into an 1,100-square-foot exhibit, a tool to educate people about 9/11. Visit it in a city near you and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T dot.
There's something special about a lasting relationship. You know, I started off as a customer of Stone Interiors almost 15 years ago. Well, that relationship grew, and they've been a partner now of The Point since we launched more than 8 years ago. Relationships matter. People matter. Local matters. Stone Interiors is all about being local, all about customer service, and all about building a great relationship with their customers. I'm proud to call the folks over there my friends. That's all well and good, but what about their granite? What about their marble? What about their craftsmanship? I know all about this as their customer. It is elite. They're the best at what they do. They have the largest selection of granite anywhere to choose from. They have the top team to do the installation. So if you've been considering new countertops, a kitchen backsplash, that bathroom remodel, or even an amazing outdoor kitchen, treat yourself right. Call Stone Interiors. Nobody does it better. You'll brag about them the same way I do. Check out their website, stoneinteriors.com, or give them a call, 461-8950. That's 461-8950. Remember, relationships matter. I know you'll enjoy working with Stone Interiors.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies, or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Fran Halloran here. I always try to practice what I preach. For example, I will not buy a new car. And with the convenience, pricing, and reliability of Experimax, I can tell you with 100% certainty, you do not need to buy a new computer. Experimax has an awesome selection of pre-owned MacBooks, iPads, and iMacs. You get a one-year warranty on parts and labor, plus you save 50 to 60% off buying something new. Truth is, when you go into a big box store, you're paying for a machine that drops in value the moment you walk out with it. Instead of paying big box prices, get personal attention and a better deal from Eric and his team. Experimax is local and will build a relationship with you. Already have a Mac but need it repaired? I took mine in for a tune-up and Experimax has it running as good as new. Experimax, your local Mac experts in Northeast Columbia on Two Notch Road, across from the Best Buy in the Olive Garden. And tell them the Money Coach sent you.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Still wrecks at Broadway at Western Lane and Broadway at Ballantyne Crossing. Broadway at Huffstetler are out with a wreck, and I-20 West at 6 is still running slow because of a previous accident. Chapin at Sid Bickley out with the wreck, and also we've got a car fire in the Lexington area. That's Steel Road at Old Barnwell, 26 East at the 89, the Chapin area still out. Morganelli's Party Store, phone 738-BEER, beer, wines, and liquors. Morganelli's Party Store, Forest Drive behind Zesto's. I'm Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bar Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
We're about 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Marcia says I gotta get my energy up. I told her I've had two nights in a row where I have not slept very well at all. I've been stressing about car situations. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. My daughter's car 2 nights ago had a flat tire. And now I'm driving Laney's car this morning and taking that over to Sudduth Automotive to get some work done. I don't even know what struts are. She needs new struts, whatever that means. So I don't even know what that is. I don't know.
Now I've seen Laney strut. I don't know if she needs
struts. She doesn't need any new struts. I don't know. Anyway, so I've got to get her car fixed. And just got Hayden's car fixed yesterday over at Sudduth Automotive. And fortunately, mine's just chugging right along. 200,000 miles, going strong, my van. Loving it. Anyway, all good. We are talking about some really important things when it comes to our seniors and geriatric therapy. We're talking our positive points on aging. And in studio with us right now, our good friend, Marcia Clayman Garrett, who is from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And we've been discussing this idea of getting geriatric therapy, physical therapy. And you said something right before we went into the break about the physical side, but then you got me really concerned about the emotional side of it also, because you said a lot of these people that go to physical therapy and that are in actual therapy facilities, yes, they go down for their therapeutic session, but then they just come back and for the rest of the day, they do nothing but lay in a bed.
Right, right. And it's very, very...
I can't imagine that's very good for their mental health.
It's very depressing. But, you know, it's something that just we have to keep working at in regards to people getting better and getting them engaged.
You know,
there are things that you can do in these rehab centers, but their main purpose there is to get them through rehab so many days and then send them back. And, you know, that's one thing that we do when people move into Oakleaf.
Mm-hmm.
We really encourage the doctors that's doing their paperwork for them to come in, is to add an order for physical therapy, because they're coming to a new place.
Right.
They're going to, you know, they've got to get, organized to where they are and where their stuff is now and where they go for dining room and where they go for activities. But the thing is that it's a conditioning. And that's what we've got to work on in regards to all of us. Because if we want to continue to walk and climb stairs and get in and out of our cars, we do need therapy, all of us.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, this is not, I'm not a doctor, but I mean, if you lay in a bed, you're going to get atrophy.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's simple as that. If you don't use your muscles, your muscles aren't going to keep working.
You don't use it,
you lose it. Yeah.
Okay, think about this. The ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Do you know how many minutes that we need to work out every week, at least just to give our body some type of functioning chance?
Mm.
Guess. 7 days a week.
Right.
How many minutes out of the whole week?
Probably not more than a couple hours a week, right?
150 minutes.
Yeah.
Breaks down to 21 minutes a day.
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
And folks, if that's too much for you, you can do it in two increments of 10 minutes each time.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is that if you want the functional strength, you want endurance, you want range of motion, we are going to have to start moving around. Like people that are at home, they're now advertising this thing that you can sit, you know, you can sit on the couch, but you can bicycle your feet are moving like a bicycle, and it's going from right to left and stuff like that. Hey, that's better than nothing.
Of course it is.
Just get it out of the way when you get up so you don't fall over.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah. Now, again, it's also finding the right balance. I mean, there's no one-size-fits-all answer for everybody. I mean, different people have more mobility. Different people also have, depending on where you live, I mean, my mom lives in a normal apartment complex, which is not geared towards seniors. It's just geared toward people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not set up for her in a way where she could go out and say, well, I'm going to go walk on the track or something. I mean, it doesn't work that way. So for her, I just tell her, Mom, you live on in an area where there's just one circular area with a sidewalk. Just use the sidewalk as your track and go out and take a walk when the weather's appropriate. And just get yourself get the legs moving and use your brain. And yesterday I was teasing her. Again, you talk about this all the time, Marsha. I keep stealing so much stuff that you and Karen teach me about engaging my mom. And I quizzed her yesterday, and I said, I'm going to quiz you about something. I want you to use your brain. I'll keep giving you clues until you guess it right. And I just was doing something, and I made her guess who Carol Burnett is. And I just kept asking her quiz questions until she got it right. And I mean, I haven't even sang the song. I'm so glad we had this time together. And but you got to use it or you're going to lose it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the thing is that seniors, we have senior centers out there.
Right.
You know, COVID has almost cleared itself out, hopefully.
I hope so.
Where hopefully those buses will start running again and people can get on the bus and they can get to senior centers. But really, there's so much that you can get online. If you don't own a laptop, at least buy your parent an iPad or a Kindle so that they can get into some of those programs. Like what we do at Oak Leaf, every day we have sitting exercises. And they all gather, and they're sitting in chairs. They might be using drums one day. We use drums. One might just be stretching. One will be funny bones. I mean, it's just, you know, we make it interesting and make it different so it's not boring. But the thing is that you've got to do something. Even the things like tell your mom is to get some soup cans while she's sitting there watching a program and doing the commercials. Be moving those soup cans around, up over her head, up, you know, to the side. Swing them around so that she's getting some action in her body. What we should do is even things like cooking. Cooking is moving around the kitchen and standing up and cooking. Performing exercises such as the dreaded cleaning, you know, the brooms and the vacuums and the mops. Those kind of activities are going to help us to stay a little bit limber. Even though we can't clean our house every day. I know.
Sure.
I don't. But anyway, just think about that 150 minutes is really nothing if that's what it takes. We want to encourage our seniors to achieve functional wellness, which that means they are able to be active in their lives and be able to participate in life activities and not always feel like they can't do it. I can't walk that far. I can't do this. I can't do that. The thing about physical therapy is that you can talk to your doctor about it. It is covered through Medicare, mm-hmm. covers some of it. If you don't get it through Medicare, you can get it through some of your commercial insurance programs. You can get it through Medicaid, but you've got to talk to your doctor and say, I need this. I need some physical therapy.
Right. And it doesn't mean it has to be right after an accident or something.
No.
It can be. Just if you feel like you're having issues and you go for your regular wellness check with your doctor, you can discuss it with he or she and just say, listen, I'm having trouble doing this. I'm having trouble doing that. Is it possible to get some orders for physical therapy? And, you know, next thing you know, you might have someone who's literally willing to come right out to your place.
Absolutely.
And help you with physical therapy.
And we do have those companies that do that. I know the one that we have great experience with is called Fox Rehab. Wonderful therapist, and if someone's interested in that, because they do come to your home, you can call me at Oak Leaf, and I will definitely get you in touch with the right people. But to me, it is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. If you have that benefit, take advantage of it and use it, because if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Right. I mean, that's just, again, can't stress enough, there's got to be some activity, and Marshall explained, you know, just to 21 minutes a day. That's mm-hmm. it. 21 minutes a day can get you where you need to be, and that's very attainable. So if people want more information on how to find a therapist or what to do or what situation, because, again, every situation is unique, what do you suggest? Where can they reach you at?
First of all, you can call us at 803-808-3477, ask for Marcia or Karen, or you can go online to oakleafvillagelexington.com. We're always going to be attending to our website.
Well, that's good. Now, you guys do a beautiful job. And again, I want to say thank you so much to our friends over at Oak Leaf Village for allowing us to do the Positive Points on Aging. It's just something that I really feel like we get a lot out of. And I have people all week long, Marcia, that tell me that they get a lot out of yours and Karen's visit. So thank you.
All right. See you next week with apple butter and biscuits.
You got Brian smiling already. Very nice. All right, well, that's going to wrap it. Listen, I'll be back at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive today. Don't forget, coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham will be his guest at about 9:34. So you got that going on and a whole lot more. Have a great day. Stay safe and be kind to one another. Thanks for listening in. On the Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With more than 100,000 Russian troops camped out on Ukraine's doorstep, 8,500 U.S. troops have been placed on heightened alert for possible deployment to NATO territory in Europe.
This is clearly a message to Russia that the U.S. is very serious about protecting the allies. The United States has troops. They are ready to deploy. There are thousands of troops already in Europe. But this